Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 18, 2023. What do names of Kabbalists mean? Question: do Kabbalists define each other by name? Answer: if I say that my teacher, Rabash, is the first disciple of his father, Baal HaSulam, then this says everything for me. I do not need anything else. The same is true when I say that I am a disciple of Rabash, his follower, as though his shadow, then this is also enough. Meaning, anyone who is interested in Kabbalah understands who I am, and it is clear to him what to expect from me and what questions to ask. He understands my essence. Maybe this does not explain my achievements, because if I am his follower, it does not mean that I have reached his degree. But by what I do, how I teach, you can understand that I am at least at the degree that I teach. My students and I do not study the degree at which I am. We are studying the degree at which I can teach them. Just like a teacher with higher education who knows a lot comes to the classroom and leads it for many years and constantly reveals his knowledge at the degree of the understanding of the students so that they understand and be drawn to him. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Meaning of a person's name, June 16, 2012. The meaning of a person's name. Question: all people in the world have a first and last name. Where did this structure come from? Answer: in general, a surname is something unnatural and artificially invented. A person must have a name, the name of his father, some position, or a reference to an address. Let's say, Lumberjack by Arkar, son of Shmiaka, from Kutikina Gora. Everything is clear, you cannot go wrong. This has always been the case for all nations, the most extended identification of a person. Where the surnames came from, I do not know for sure, I did not research this subject. Perhaps it refers to belonging to a tribe, a clan. After all, there used to be many different tribes that today are represented by one nation. Of course, surnames also indicate ancestry identification. For example, the last name Abramov means that there was definitely an Abram in this family. How else to identify a person? You just need to point to a person. In Kabbalah, the name of a person can indicate maximum spiritual achievement. This is the most important thing. What difference does it make to me what his or her name is in this life? But if he was a son of a special person and received his spiritual heritage from him, then, of course, this is important. Usually a sage is called, so-and-so, a student of such-and-such not by his father, but by the origin of his school. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Meaning of a person's name, June 16, 2012. Step-by-step motion forward. Question: how can one learn to treat a friend the same way Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma treated his disciples? Answer: you have to be attracted to a friend. And although you do not see his inner essence yet, the upper light will come and do everything. You have to imagine all the friends as big, united together, and only you are somewhere out there, outside of them. You need to pull yourself up to the high state they are in. Question: we usually see friends from the side of the ego. Well, who are they? When will they actually become great in my feelings? Answer: when you make a certain amount of effort of wanting to see them in this state. And when you see them like this, they will immediately seem to you as being in an even lower state, so that you will make efforts again and again. This is not a one-time, but a step-by-step movement forward. They will always seem low and hateful to you, like the disciples of Rabbi Shimon who revealed such an attitude between themselves and each time reached a state of love. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Simulator, June 30, 2012. Treat the world with understanding and love. Comment: you say that the main force of egoism is pride. My response, yes, but it is gradually defeated throughout all the degrees. Imagine that you have to love all the people you dislike the most from the depth of your heart, while at the current degree. Then even greater egoistic levels are revealed. Meaning, at each degree a person must reach a state where he treats the world with understanding and love. He realizes his inner degree and moves on. And immediately an even greater negative attitude toward the world and hence to the Creator is revealed to him. The Creator, as the Creator of the world, shows us the world he created and says, if you fully agree with this, then to the extent of your approval and love for what I have done, you can be next to me. And who likes this world, not to mention the spiritual one? All the spiritual worlds are revealed as Biyadatuma, that is, as unclean, evil worlds in which terrible pictures of injustice regarding human egoism appear before us. You must rise above it and see the exact opposite picture. Here it is necessary to rebuild one's worldview to the present, not a mental worldview where I compose this picture inside myself, but where I clearly see pictures of the world around me that are revealed to me on my inner screen. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Pride, June 30th, 2012. Springboard to the final correction. Love of the created beings is a springboard to the final correction, to the love of the Creator, and to the purpose of creation as the result of our spiritual development. We reach the love of the created beings as a result of our work in the corporeal world, in a group with friends, from the desire to get closer to them, so that in this way we can come to the love of the Creator. By working on the love of friends, we receive a special force, a special upper light, that influences us, corrects us, and gives birth to the love of others in us, which leads to the love of the Creator. Otherwise, we would not be able to reach love of the Creator because He is concealed from us, and is beyond our sensory organs. We are not able to imagine the Creator and build an attitude toward Him in any form. Only if we come closer to friends and through all the obstacles, failures, dissents, and rejections and we continue to yearn for the love of others, then in this way we will learn what the love of the Creator is. After all, this feeling is completely unavailable to us. Just as the Creator is separated from us, so love for Him is not felt in us, in any way. If we feel some kind of love of the Creator in ourselves, then it is an egoistic feeling. It is not love at all, but egoism under the guise of love of the Creator. But due to the fact that we work together in a group, after a long time and a great number of states that we go through, as a result, we begin to feel how important love of friends is to us. Then a special force, a special attitude becomes clothed in this love of friends, which is the love of the Creator, and so we receive His nature, come to love and unity, exit our egoism, and come closer to the purpose of our development. All this we reach with the help of the upper force. If we use it correctly, the Creator will make all the necessary changes in us, so that we finally reveal a special attitude to the Creator in ourselves called love. Therefore it is written that there is self-love and there is love of the Creator, and there is a medium, which is love of others. Through love of others we come to the love of the Creator. Therefore Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. The Creator has arranged an intermediate station on the way for us, a state from which we can work. After all, love of others is at least to some extent understandable and palpable to our senses. If we make efforts to try to reach the love of friends, then in this way the upper light gradually influences us, and leads us, to genuine love of others, the ultimate golden peak of which is the love of the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 13, 2023. From love for the created beings to the love for the Creator.